And now it's time for our Athlete of the Week program, being brought to you by the Iatt Insurance Agency, with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And it's my pleasure today to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Madison High School. Let's welcome Bentley Richard. Bentley, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, nice to meet you guys.
And we got to get his mic turned on over there, as it's not plugged in, I don't think. Is that number three or four?
That's actually, he's plugged into number four.
Okay, we got him now. All right. Welcome, Bentley. And you're Madison School. You're on the bowling team. Tell us about your bowling history. When did you get started?
So I've been bowling from a really young age. My grandpa owns a bowling alley in Tecumseh, Ten Pin Alley. So I've always just been able to go out there and bowl, but I guess some of my earliest memories are at the bowling alley, so I guess since I've been able to walk, I've been out there bowling.
Don't you have an aunt that is a professional bowler, too?
Yeah, she actually just qualified maybe 2 weeks ago for the Team USA, which was great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw that. So a good week for you. A nice match against Hillsdale, 287 and 213.
Yep.
And then how'd you do? You did had the Baker Bash as well. How'd you do in that?
Baker Bash, we ended up taking second. Okay. We lost to Blissfield. It was definitely a sad loss, but, you know, we play them here, and I think maybe start of February, first week of February, so we want to come back and hopefully beat them in our match.
Now, 287, have you got 300 yet?
I only have one in practice. Okay. I have not had one in a tournament or a meet yet. So
you don't count then?
No, I don't really count the practice, but
so, you know, again, how's the season going for you guys? I know it's pretty competitive conference, the LCAA.
Yeah. So our season's been pretty good. We haven't lost yet. I'd like to say we're 6-0, and we might be 7. I couldn't tell you, but it's 6 or 7-0.
So who are the other teams in the conference that you're looking at that have you circled on your calendar?
We have Hudson and Blissfield for sure on our calendar. And then I would say Clinton isn't bad. Hillsdale isn't bad. Who else?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else has bowling teams. Does Onsted have a team? I don't know if they have.
Oh, yeah, Onsted's okay. Not too bad either.
Okay. But it's always a pretty competitive league, that's for sure. So, you know, Blissfield, do you know if you roll them there or at Lenawee Rec?
Yeah, we roll them. We play them there we played them once at our Azizi's. Okay. So, and now we have to go to their place and play.
Okay. Have you rolled much over there with since they've got the different pin set up?
No, not really. I haven't got out there. I think we're gonna get out there pretty soon though, knowing we have to bowl on there. I think 3 times in 10 days. So.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a little bit different with the. Yes. You know, with the strings on them and not having, it's a different pin action and stuff.
Yeah, it is.
So you're only a freshman at Madison School, correct?
Yes.
So you've got several more years that you can perfect your game. And what are some of the things, you know, you're bowling high 200s here. What are some of the things in your game that you have to clean up or get better at?
So something I have to get better at is with my shoulders, like, when I release the ball, I release it too early, so and it's hitting the lane before the oil, so and it'll make the ball just move just a little bit, and then you're off target and you're not gonna get that perfect shot. So I'm just practicing getting the ball down lane.
Now you one handed or two hander?
I'm two handed.
Two handed.
So you talk about the oil. You know, obviously, every lane or every house is different. Is there any particular house that you like to bowl in over another?
Well, of course, 10 pin, because I bowl there all the time.
Yep.
ZZ's is pretty nice. And that's really, we haven't bowled much anywhere else except Monroe. That wasn't bad, but it's all the same pattern. It's called a Phantom 2 pattern. So we all bowl on the same thing, but Phantom 2 can be weird where different houses still do different things with their Phantom. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be the same oil pattern, but obviously, you know, maybe the age of the lanes or, you know, the way the wood soaks it up a little bit differently. So, it's technically supposed to be the same, but there's always a little probably nuances at each place. It's a little bit different than the other, and you got to just try to figure that out.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, do you get a practice when you get there, or do you walk up and then you're rolling?
No, we get 15 minutes. Okay. So we'll do 7.5 minutes on one lane, and then the teams will switch lanes and do 7.5 on the other.
Okay. Do you get, I mean, 7.5 minutes probably goes pretty fast, doesn't it?
Yeah. So if you have the max people on your varsity team, which is 7, you'll get maybe like 3 shots on each lane.
That's tough to try to figure out in only 3 shots.
Yeah.
So tell us about your team, some of the other athletes that are bowling with you.
Yeah, so 7 on our team, we have me, Hayden Downard, Grayson Hill, Raymond Ayling, Lucas Reese, I think his last name, sorry. And then we have Zach Kibbe.
And your coach?
And our coach, Coach Yeager, okay. Matt Yeager.
Okay, so how does the coach... coach you, give you some pointers, or just watch what you're doing and maybe give you some tips?
Yeah, he tries to help. We have another coach, which is Hayden's dad, helps us out. He knows a lot about bowling. He helps us, like, say if the ball's hooking too much, he'll tell us you got to move 2 left and then play like 15 out to 10 on your boards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, so do you guys work a lot on setting up different for spares and that, different setups with where the pins are at? Because I know I've gone down there a few times and talked with Darren on some different things, and I've seen some when the college guys were there setting up, different shots, because you never know where that first one's going to go. But obviously not everybody's striking each time. So you work on different setups on how to get the spares?
Yeah, we put up the 10-pin for sure. Everybody needs practice on 10-pins all the time. And then... we'll put up like a 7-pin, sometimes like a 4 and stuff. Just mostly we'll play on a Monday, and then on Wednesday we'll shoot the spares that we missed a lot in our meets.
Okay. And it's nice to be able to plug that in the computer and it drops down just what you need so you can work on those things.
Yeah, not many bowling alleys have that.
Yeah, it's a nice setup.
Now you got the Baker format, and you have 5 bowlers on your team and you alternate shots.
Yeah.
How does that work out for you, and how do you figure out who's going to go first, who's going to go fifth?
So usually we figure it out by if one guy's striking a lot in practice, we're going to want him in the fifth spot because then we have confidence in him to strike out in the 10th frame, or just maybe just have that line, have a good shot, have a good release line. We know that the four people before him can get him a good start, and then he doesn't have to be worried to have to strike out to win the game. But if it does happen, we know he can.
Yeah. Do you play any other sports at Madison?
I do golf after this, so it's after this.
Okay. And, looking ahead a few years, aspirations maybe getting into professional bowling?
Yeah, for sure. I would love to go pro. First, I do want to go to college, see what college tournaments are like, so much different than high school tournaments.
In what way are they different?
So the oil patterns are way different, and it's just the atmosphere. Like the teams are just standing up in front of the lanes, cheering and all that. It's a lot different because high school people just sit down and, like, clap.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bowling in college on those events as well. I mean, it's a long day.
And
a long weekend, more than what you guys normally do in a high school event.
For sure.
And we talked with other bowlers here on Inside the Cave, and it seems like they have multiple bowling balls that they use.
Mm-hmm.
How many bowling balls do you have?
I have, right now, I have 9 bowling balls.
And do you use them all?
So you're only allowed 6 to tournaments. So I'll bring my best 6 that I feel good with that week.
Okay. What makes one bowling ball better than the other?
So it kind of just depends on
like
what
weight or something? And...
Well, it's not much of the weight. It's much of like the core in the middle. If you're going to get like a core that's going to go smooth, so it's just going to roll like smoothly. But if you get a different core that'll weight it till and it'll hook sharply, then it'll come from out and then snap into the pocket.
Okay. We're talking with Bentley Richard from Madison High School Bowling. We're going to take a break and hear a message from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. You're inside the cave this morning with Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, or your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Tino Rubitero with AYA Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have three convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. AYA Insurance and Auto Owners, we make buying insurance simple.
And you're back inside the cave, our Athlete of the Week program brought to you by AYA Insurance Agency. We're talking with Bentley Richards from Madison Bowling. And how many years have you been bowling?
I would say at least 8 years, 9 years.
Mm-hmm. So you're just a little guy then.
Yeah, I was probably like 5 or 6.
Okay.
Start out in little Saturday morning lanes.
Yep, the Saturday morning leagues are junior strikers.
So did you bowl over at 10-pin in that league?
Yeah, okay. I bowled at 10-pin in that league. And then I kind of took a break during COVID from that, and then I came back right after COVID, and we were right back in it.
So you bowl out
of... What size weight do you throw?
I throw 15 pounds.
And what you bowl out of Lenawee Rec then for Madison?
Yeah, we bowl at Lenawee.
Okay, all right.
That's nice. I mean, a lot of schools that bowl down there, so it's kind of nice, too, even when you're facing somebody that's, you know, playing Sand Creek or Adrian or something a lot of times. You're still playing at Lenawee Rec, so that makes it nice that, you know, even some of your away meets are actually staying in the same house.
Yeah, that's nice.
So, and you probably have gotten to know a lot of the other players from other teams, too, right?
Yeah, I've been close with a few Blissfield boys for a pretty good amount of time.
Yeah, all right.
Have you bowled Jack 60 much at all?
Yeah, I bowled there a few times.
Okay.
I like it over there.
We get a lot of the people that we talk to, that's one of their favorite places to bowl, too.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
All right, well, Bentley, we want to thank you for coming in on this snowy morning, and I want to congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Week and continued success. We have some parting gifts for you, a cave towel, cave sticker there, I think.
I got to find a sticker.
Oh, got to find a sticker and a certificate here. And congratulations again on being our Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. And I had insurance, our sponsor for Athlete of the Week. Hard work and dedication inspire us all. I had insurance agency. Insurance made simple.